Amen. It's been good already. Hey, we still got a good full house here. Amen. Shout out to all the vacationers. Amen. Just for a little while, I'm going to preach on vacations without me. It's all right to go on vacations, but you ought to take me with you. Amen. Shame on you. No, it's been good. Appreciate the opportunity. Got to push the button on. There we go. Thank you, Brother David. Hey, I appreciate the opportunity to preach once again. I tell you, thank God for our visitors again. You come and show up anytime. We'll try to treat you like home folk. Amen. I tell you what, God's good. Amen. Been good to me, better than I deserve. I tell you what, just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Appreciate all the singing. And we're going to start in verse number 50. It says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall we be brought to pass, saying, this is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Brother Terry, lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. I'll tell you what, God's good tonight. And I'm going to preach a little while on what a mystery he's got ready for us. Amen. Says in verse 50, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." I'm going to tell you tonight that you better have more than flesh and blood when you meet your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you what, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." I'm going to tell you what, this is the mystery that he's talking about right here. We shall not all sleep, we shall not all be dead, but we shall all be changed. Boy, I tell you what, the world's wanting change tonight. But the only change that the world's going to see is when they die and they close their eyes in death, they're going to see hell, amen. But I tell you what, those that are saved tonight, we've got a mystery that he's saying right here, that we're going to be changed. And oh, how I want to preach on change tonight. It says in the twinkling of an eye, it's going to be in a moment. In a moment's time. Now you try to figure this out and think about how that change is going to be given to us. Amen. Do we deserve it? No. But we're going to get it because it's that free gift that Jesus Christ has given each and every one of us that are saved tonight. I think a change. It's going to be quick. I'd like to speak a little bit of not on change. I'd like to lose a little weight if I could change myself in a moment in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. But it just don't happen that way. I'm going to tell you what, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to change us in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, there's going to be a trump sound. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. I'm going to tell you what, as the lady's saying tonight, I'm going to tell you, death and hell, Jesus Christ has done took care of that for us, amen. And it says, we shall be changed, for this corruptible must be put on incorruption, and this mortal must be put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? I'm going to tell you what, death is a big sting right now, even for us here. Even if we know we're saved, it's a sting. I'll tell you what, it's a slap in the face, if I might add. But I'll tell you what, if we that are saved really believe God and had a faith in God, those who have passed on, we're going to see one of these days, amen. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be but just a time that we're going to be brought face to face with our loved ones, amen. What a time that we'll see. And it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? I'm going to tell you what, those that are saved, the grave's not going to hold you down, amen. It's but just a little resting place until the Lord and Savior comes to get us. It said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, steadfast, resolutely or dutifully for or unwavering. Appleby Baptist, I'd like to tell us tonight that there's a time and a place that we right now need to be steadfast. Our children that are growing up and these young adults need to be seeing us adults be steadfast, unwavering, amen. They need to see something from us. They need to see something different that they're seeing out in the world, amen. It says unmovable, not affected by emotion or excitement, not changed in one's purpose or intention, not changed in position. I'm going to tell you what, Appleby Baptist, just as we sit here tonight, I'm thinking about this thing right here, steadfast and unmovable. Unmovable. Are you unmovable tonight? Are you just tossed to and fro of every wind of doctrine? Something come along in your life, and I'm going to tell you what, you waver. Shame on us tonight that we can't be steadfast and unmovable tonight. Not affected by emotion. I'll tell you what, I can't really stand to be around people that are emotional all the time. It just doesn't seem right to me. Up, down, all around, it's just not right, amen. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. Our children don't need to be seeing that. Excitement. Not changing our purpose or intention. Why don't we set a path which is God's path and stay on it? I'm not saying we're going to be perfect, but I'm going to tell you what, there ought to be a time and a place in our life to where we say, look, there's a purpose in our very lives. God saved us for a reason. And it's not just for ourselves. It's to serve other people. It's to glorify God. We need to be seeing that, amen. And always abounding in the work of the Lord. I thought about that. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I want to tell you something. You can't outgive God. Neither can you outserve God. Amen. I think about, and you know what? I have to put myself on this thing. What do I really do? Now let's get down tonight. We're not going to be here long. What do I really do other than just come to the house of God? I want you to think about it. I'm thinking about it, and I'm ashamed of myself. 24 hours in a day. 8 hours if you say you sleep 8 hours. That leaves 16 hours. Tithe on that 16 hour, an hour, a little over an hour's time. How many of us give God that much time every day? Now, I'm serious tonight. Boy, we better be glad that our salvation's not based on works, amen? The heathen takes care of his family. The heathen puts food on the table. We as Christians, I'm going to tell you what, it says that we are to be abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that we are to give them the Gianni treatment and you go all weekend, but I'm saying there's got to be something other than just coming down to the house of God. What do we stay, an hour maybe on Wednesday night? An hour on Sunday night? Couple of hours on Sunday morning, and we really, most of us will walk out and think we did God a great service. Oh, we'll pray at the eating table. God says, you know what? We are to be abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. You know what? We do a lot of things that it's just vain. But anything you do for the cause of Christ will never be in vain. So what can I do? I can't tell you. I can only worry about me and my family. But I can promise you one of these days that we're going to meet God face to face. And we're going to give an account. The Bible talks to give an account of idle words. Where are we going to stand? It's serious, isn't it? What do you think, Appleby Baptist? Is there something other than just cut? You know what? We ought to be coming in. We ought to be getting revived. We love the singing. We love the preaching. And when we hit those doors, we ought to be hitting those doors excited about serving God and abounding in God's work. And I'm not saying, look, you ought to get on a bus and soul win 24 hours a day. But there's got to be something other than what we're doing to help God out. And I don't mean that literally. I'm just saying to do what's right. So this is what we are to do this week. We are to pray for one another, and I'm going to pray for myself because I really need it, amen, that God would put a fire under me, that I would be doing something other than just going down to the, and I'm not minimizing coming down to the house of God. Hey, we shout it out. Love the singing. But I promise you that we're going to give an account, and we want to be found faithful, amen. We want to hear God, well done, well done, well done. So let's pray for one another this week. Any prayer requests? Listen, we don't want to end it on this. What about a testimony? Listen, I've challenged you tonight. What about a testimony? I'll give you one right here. God's been good to me. I thank God. God should have killed me a long time ago. When he's talking about this old mortal body is going to be put on immortality and this corrupt body will be incorrupt, I'm going to tell you what, won't it be great that we won't have to battle this flesh, amen? It'll be great because, boy, I have a battle day by day just to control my old wicked flesh, amen? Well, what are you saying? I'm saying I'm still in this old Adamic nature, amen? I'm going to tell you what, a battle day by day. You say you're not battling, you're not saved. You're not saved tonight. But I thank God for giving me a good family, a good wife, a good daughter, a good son-in-law, good grandchildren. I thank God for giving me a great church that I can come down to and worship God in spirit and in truth and call you my family. So that's my testimony tonight. Anyone else? We're in no hurry. Anyone else?
I'll give you one. I'm chasing a little old girl right here. That's all I was interested in. And Lord got a hold of me and showed me what was really real.
Amen.
You never know what you got. You got it.
Amen. That's good. Sometimes you chase one thing and you find another. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. That's a good testimony, buddy. How old are you, Lucas?
11.
Shame on me. 11 years old, buddy. Anyone else? All right, let's all be dismissed. Brother Nolan, why don't you lead us? Dismiss us.